בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום. Are we good, Mikey? Okay. Bokeh Tov. So in this week's parasha, we read about the only three mitzvot aseh in the, well, mitzvot, I wouldn't say aseh, but mitzvot in Sefer Bereshit. And this is the most sacred mitzvah in the Torah, which Maran HaShulchan Aruch quotes the poskim and says that it is the, it is shakul, it is correspondent to all of the mitzvot of the Torah, namely, which mitzvah? Mitzvot milah. Right, that is the covenant between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu Avinu Shebashamayim. There are only two mitzvot in the entire Torah, two positive commandments for which a person doesn't do them, he gets karet. In general, there's plenty of things in the Torah that you can get karet, but that's only transgressing isurim. But there's only two mitzvot in the Torah that a person can not do the mitzvah and yet get a karet. Which mitzvot are they?
Milah
and Korban Pesach. Now Milah, there's a machloket, famous machloket between the Rambam and the Ravid, what it means not to, how do you get karet for
who?
It?
Huh? Who gets the,
no.
The individual?
How you get karet for it? The Rambam says that you have to die without a Milah in order to get the karet. And the Ravid says that every day that the child becomes a Gadol and he doesn't have a Milah, so he gets a karet every day. However, if he gets a milah, then he retroactively removes all those kritut. The kitzur, it's a machloket how it works, but it's not pleasant. This is a...
There's one karet versus, on the, versus thousands of
meaning karet. One karet when a person dies without a milah versus karet per day that he goes without a milah.
That's huge.
The obligation of the father is mitzvat aseh, but the father never gets karet for not... he transgresses a positive Torah commandment for not having circumcised the son. But the child is only liable for karet when he reaches the age of mitzvot, and he could give himself his own milah, at which point he's going to be liable for his karet. So,
every single day. Every single
according to the Ravid. Yeah.
So,
it's hard to know, because karet is really something that's masul l'shamayim, so it's really hard to know.
About,
no, that's anus, right? We're talking about a case where a person could... He's healthy enough to withstand the milah, and he just doesn't do it for whatever reason. So, now there is a very interesting shaila that comes up when, you know, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, he brings it from a midrash that Avraham Avinu also, since Avraham Avinu made, this isn't really next week's parasha, but he made a huge party. Vayas Avraham mishteh gadol biyom igamel et Yitzchak. He make a big seudat mitzvah, a big party. Yeah, so, chayav la'asot seudat mitzvah. And the Pitre Tshuvah, actually in Siman Resh Samach Vav, beats down on those people. They just give a little kiddush. They give a little by Brit Milah. They give a little Ktzat mezonot, ktzat l'chaim v'ze v'chaim tom shalom. He says zelo nachon. Lo osim kacha. Elama for seudat milah osim. You go all out. Even more so than a seudat nisuin. Seudat milah is such a big thing. So now, that being said, we usually invite a lot of people. People come. It's a big simcha.
Invite or announce?
Well, yeah. So the
pitch.
Vaday. Now listen. Tekshivata. Yeah. Even during Shavuot Shchagot Tisha B'Av. It's a big. It's
a
big
guest or just the
not
guest. Mohel and
the Baalei Amila. Baalei Amila are the Abia Bin Sandak and the Mohim. Now, the Yishem boys. We'll call them. Now, Tekshivata. So now, what happens is there. You're right. There's a pitchet shuvah that brings down. There's a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim that says that there are some people who are menudei l'shamayim chas v'shalom, people who are liable for nidui in heaven, and one of them is a person who is invited to seudat mitzvah and doesn't go. What's seudat mitzvah? Tosfot on the spot says seudat milah.
Wow.
So that's why the minhag that Chetshuva brings down in Siman Samachi that the minhag is not to invite to brit milah. Why? Because over there you're putting people in a position that if they can't come, they might be punished. Rather, we notify that there's a milah, and therefore, you're not really part of that curse. And also, what people do, even if they can't stay, the poskim say that you're yotze with to go. If you take stuff to go, you are yotze that is considered eating from the seudat milah.
Like dafka bread?
Lev dafka. But eating something from the seudat milah is very chashuv. Question becomes, many times, we
what
know...
You say you're gonna go?
What do you mean?
Let's say the bar do not inform me.
Yeah.
Yona,
let's
say, tells me I'm making a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then I say, can I say I'm going to make it? I'm going to come?
Don't say anything because you don't know what's going to happen. Don't say anything. If be'emet you can go, just go. And then you don't come, you're ba'ayakta. So anyway, that's that. Question becomes, which is a she'ela, not only in the Mishnah community, it's a she'ela in every community in the world. Maran Zichron Berachah discusses this in Yabi Omer during his tenure as Av Bedin in Cairo, in Egypt. So people always have this dilemma. When a person has a milah, you know, best thing obviously is to do it in the morning. We know that there's a concept in the Talmud of Zrizim Magdimin Mitzvot. But on the flip side, if you do it so early in the morning, attendance during that hour can be sometimes severely limited because people are not up yet, people have to go to work on Yodama. So therefore, people say, you know what, let me do it a little bit later during the day, especially, you know, if it's in the evening, sure, then you can have everybody's back from work, especially summer. Summer evenings before Shkia. Shkia can be up to, you know, 8 o'clock, 8:30, people come home from work, you have a nice dinner, visit. Yeah. So people say, I can have so many more people and make Berov Am Hadrat Melech. I can do the mitzvah in a much bigger way. Which one is better? So this is a very, very common she'ela and dilemma. Maran Zichron Berachah discusses it in Yabi Omer and he brings it a ayah. There's a Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet. Coming right up. It's at the same, about 3 weeks. Yeah. The Gemara says as follows. It's funny, all the Masechet Rosh Hashanah is kind of a misnomer. We look at Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Hashanah of ours. Yeah. There's a bunch of Rosh Hashanahs. So there's a lot. So the first three prakim of the Masechet speak about the other Rosh Hashanahs, Rosh Chodesh, Bechune. Only the last perek talks about Dine Rosh Hashanah that pertain to our, the human Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, Mikol Makom, the Mishnah towards the end of the Masechet says, Ha'ovel lifnei ha'teva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. How many chazanim do you have on Rosh Hashanah morning? Two, Shacharit and Musaf, in general. So which one does which mitzvah? Says the Mishnah, Hasheni matkia. The chazan for Musaf, he is the one, if one of the chazanim is to blow, the Musaf one gets the shofar, which means what? We push off tkiat shofar for before Musaf. Oh, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, hey, wait a second. He says, the Gemara asks a question. Why do we say, let the second one, let the chazan for Musaf blow the shofar? Why not the first one, the chazan for Shacharit blow the shofar? Says the why? The later it is, the more people show up at shul, and we want the more people, the merrier, to be there for tkiat shofar. Says the Gemara, yihach yalel nami, on days that there's halel, Rosh Hashanah, we don't have halel. Why? The Gemara says, chirdat adin. The fear of judgment. There's no halel. But on days that there's halel, Rashi Chodashim, Mo'adim, yeah? How many chazanim are there on Yom Tov? Also two. Which chazan says halel? Halel. The Shacharit one. Why not give it to the Musaf one? Berov Am Hadrat Melech by halel. Halel is also a mitzvah. Shekid Deshar Mitzvah Tzivan Uligmorat Halel. Gam mitzvah. Mayim Berov Am Hadrat Melech. Says the Gemara. He says, "Ela ma'ishna halel debarishon mishum shezrizin makdimin lamitzvot." Rather, the Gemara kind of changes course now, and it says, "You know why the first chazan of Shacharit gets mitzvah halel? Zrizin. We want to do halel as early as possible. Shacharit. Yeah." Says the Gemara. If that's the case, what's the question? What's the question now? If you're going with that, then what's the question? Shofar. Yeah, if you're going with Zizin Magdimin, so give shofar to Shacharit man. Says the what?
Earlier in the day.
Earlier. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Oh, you want to move halel after Musaf?
Either after Musaf, before Musaf. The point is, it's earlier on in the day. We want to do the mitzvah as early as possible. No. Now, says like this. So says the Gemara, "Ki ana min avik barishon, mishum dezizim makdim al mitzvot." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Mishat gzerat malchut shanu." The Gemara ends off over there that be'emet we should be doing tkiat shofar by shacharit. But what happened? Mishat gzerat malchut. That the Gemara tells over there that the Romans were sitting in ambush of the Jews, waiting to catch them doing tkiat shofar, and they thought they would do it during the first 3 hours of the day. And then when they saw that they didn't do it, then so they gave up and they went away, and then we did it then. But be'emet, maskanat ha'gemara, what do you see from this? Which concept, which halachic mechanism takes precedence according to Maskanat Agmana and Rosh Hashanah? Zrizin, Magdimin, or Berov Am? Zrizin seems to take precedence, which means the reason why we do Halil first by Shacharit Men is because of Zrizin. Says the Gemara, why not Shofar? Says the Gemara, you're right. The only reason is because of Gzirat Malchut, the Sakana, which means Be'etzim, you see from the Gemara, Zrizin, Magdimin, Lamitzvot, beats the Berov Am Adarat Melech. So if that's the case, it seems very... It seems pretty interesting that based on this, if you have a choice to do the Brit Milah earlier on in the day with less people, or later on in the day, obviously we know that the Mitzvah Milah is Kshira Kol Hayom, right?
Only in the day though, not at night.
Kshira Kol Hayom from Netzach Hama until Shkiat Hama, sunrise to sunset, any time between these two times, you can do Mitzvah Milah. Obviously, the closer to sunrise, the better. But be'emet, if you did the milah 1 minute before shki'ah, what's the halacha? Milah kshira. Yeah, milah kshira. Now he says, so that's why I said, as close to sunrise as possible. So you do, by sunrise, you do tefillat shacharit. As soon as you're done shacharit, ta'ach ya'aseh mitzvat milah, zeto. Yeah, not too early. There's also Mishnah and Megillah that says, alot ha-shachar. After alot ha-shachar, before netz, it's kashir. That's called like shacharit. Shacharit. After Alot HaShachar, before Netzach Hama, Gam Yatzeh B'di'avad. But that's Abraham Avinu prayed at Netzach Hama. Minyan Shel Netzach Hama. Who prayed at Alot HaShachar? Terach. That's called Minyan Terach. Yeah? Anyway, B'kitzur. Minyan Shel Terach. Now, anyway. Huh? Yeah, so. Aval Mikol Makom, what are you going to do? Some people have to go to work. A lot of people, I say this all the time. A lot of people, they join these minyanim when it's not really legitimate for them. This minyan is only, that kind of minyan, minyan po'alim, minyan terach, is only made for people that are really employed by others, and they have to be at work at a given, at a specific time, and they would be penalized, they cannot come late, especially during the winter, when nitz is very late, shama'ati. But other people, they make themselves po'alim, and they make themselves, you know, it's all sorts of justifications. Once such a minyan happens, and be'emet la'alacha, if a person's not a po'el, if a person's not a po'el, you know, this is where intellect has to beat emotion. Halacha has to beat fake news. I'll tell you why. If a person's not a po'el, and he has two choices, either to pray by minyan po'alim, minyan terach, before Netzach Hama, or to pray bi'chidut, at or after Netzach Hama, what's the halacha? At or after Netzach Hama b'yichidut trumps b'minyan before. Why? Tfilah b'tzibur is only davar tov. Tfilah at netz is part of the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it makes it b'di'avad. Yeah. Even after netz. Yeah. After netz is infinitely better than before.
After netz b'yachid is better than.
After netz b'yachid is better than at or after netz b'yachid is better. Then before the netz, mitzibur. Yeah.
Now, why are some shuls putting the before netz minyan in the main sanctuary, the biggest one over there,
no,
netz back over there in the basement somewhere, if they allow it? Why are they not giving the proper respect to the netz minyan? And why do you give so much respect?
In the words of one of the Gdolei Israel, ma'ata rotze mimeni. Yeah. Anyway, the kitzur. I say ma'ata rotze mimeni in Persian. Okay, so he says like this. Yeah. Bekitzur, so it sounds pretty interesting that according to this, a person should try to do the milah earlier in the day as possible, even at the expense of having a multitude of people, because according to the Gemara, Maskanat Gemara, Mitzvah Zrizin beats Mitzvah Berov Am Adarat Melech. Now, that being said, that's why if a person can pray, also not only by milah, if a person can pray at or close to Nitz, Beminyan metzuntzam, as opposed to later on during the day in a huge minyan, which one's better? Minyan metzuntzam, that's at netz or earlier on in the day, because once again, the mitzvah of zrizin magdimin mitzvot, doing the mitzvah quickly and early, is better than Berov Am Adarat Melech.
You lost the whole thing,
no?
One minute before netz is already... Remember, the poskim say they didn't have clocks back then. They followed the sun. I'm saying it wasn't as exact. You look in the Zmanim calendars, they give you seconds. You think Chazal had seconds? The Chila.
Even 10-minute window, no?
Hmm?
Even 10-minute
window. Not 10 minutes.
Five minutes.
Yeah, between 2 and 5. No, five.
Like
two
both minutes. Ways. Huh? You need before and after the
class. Yeah, yeah. How about
everybody?
Yeah.
It's one time it was cloudy day,
when it's cloudy, you can't tell the sun. Rabotai tekshibu to. The Chimdat Yamim, one of the Mekubalim is quoted as having said, it happens a lot, especially during the winter. Let's say, like last night, you're walking, and all of a sudden you see the moon shining.
Oh, that's so
much. Yeah? And now you have two choices. I can stop, drop, and roll and do Birkat HaLevana right now, B'yichidut, versus waiting until later, let's say Motzei Shabbat or whatever,
B'minyan.
And doing the Minyan. What do you do?
I had a shayla last night.
What's a shayla? Yeah, what's a halacha?
That's another question, because you might not get a good moon later.
If, Be'emet Kacha, if you're in a place, right, America, New York, you're usually okay, but let's say you live in London. London's crazy. It's foggy all the time, cloudy. Visit. You see the moon, don't wait, because over there, Be'emet, chances are that you're going to lose it. You're not going to have it again. That's not a shayla. Aval the shayla is, let's say you're in a place that you normally have a moon, you know, a few nights during the visit. Asmat asin. Do it right now by bichidut, or wait for a later time, Motzai Shabbat, with a minyan. Nagid. So, listen to this. The Chimdat Yamim says that you wait to do it at a later time with a minyan, and all the poskim jump on him and say, Mapiton, according to the clan that we just said, the mitzvah of Zrizin, or the idea of Zrizin's Magdimin mitzvot, takes precedence over Berob Am, so that should mean they should do it even Berob Tzibur. And Be'emet, a lot of poskim say that. Maran Zichron Bracha brings down in Yabia Omer several poskim actually defend the Chimdat Yamim and say that he's not arguing on the concept of Zrizin. Rather, according to him, and especially according to Kabbalah, there are some shitot that say that Birkat HaLevana requires a minyan. We don't hold like that, but there are some shitot. And therefore, says the Chimdat Yamim, since according to some shitot, Birkat HaLevana requires a minyan, that's why I say to wait for it. Not to say that Zrizin, Be'emet, if you would ask him, let's say you're stuck in a place now, and you know you're not going to be with minyan for the next who knows what. Now you can do it now or later. Obviously, what would he tell you?
No.
Do it now. The Shiloh over there, the reason why he says that, and anyways, many poskim argue, but the reason why he says that over there is because he's in reverence of the poskim who say that Birkat HaLevana requires a minyan. That's a different story. That's a different. That has nothing to do with the Zrizin. That has to do with Birkat HaLevana. Now, Rabotai, listen to this. Agon of Shlomo Akoen Mivilna, he has a sefer, is a Sheilot Tshuvot Makor Chaim. He brings down this Sheila, and he says, he has a pilpul over there that he writes, that both the Halakha of Zrizin Makdilin and Berov Am Hadrat Melech are both Midrabanan. Nachon, we learn it out from Ayashkem Abraham Babokir, Berov Am Hadrat Melech is a Pasuk in Mishle, but those are only Kras Machta Be'alma, Makavana. Those are only, hints
from the
hinted
Torah.
In the Torah. But Be'emet, both of these dinim are all Midrabanan, and therefore he says these two dinim are equal. And therefore he says with regards to the Milah, you can do La Halacha either which way.
Later.
Either which way, since both of these dinim are equal. Now again,
Isn't there a Tosla that says, hold on.
Bevadai, if you would ask him, if you're going to have 10 people at 8 in the morning and 10 people at 5 in the afternoon, what would he tell you to do?
At 8 in the morning.
Then Bevadai, because but Be'emet, if you know, or if you think that in the morning, early in the morning, you're going to have less people, and later on in the day, which is usually the natural progression of events, later on in the day, you're going to have more people, then he says, if you want to do that, Arashut Be'adcha. And Maran Zichron Baruchah, Maran Zichron Baruchah says, he brings in the Bia Omer, and he says, I don't understand what he's saying. It seems to be negative. Gemara Meforeshet. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, and all the posts can bring it down, we prove, at least with regards to Rosh Hashanah, that Zrizin beats Berov Am Hadrat Melech. So why is he saying that? Yes, in spite of the fact that they're both the Rabbanan, but the Gemara clearly says, Chazal point out, that mitzvat Zrizin wins, and therefore he vehemently disagrees with him, and he says, don't rely on that. And Be'emet, v'sdechemed, Chaim Chizkiyahu Medini, who's the Abedin in Hebron. Gaon Atzum. He wrote this, the Chemed, which was like an encyclopedia on all of the Talmud, the Poskim. Huh? It's unbelievable. And the Nahar Mitzrayim, Gaon Rabbi Rafael Aharon ben Shimon, who's Av Bedin in Mitzrayim, they both bring down the same thing. I'll read you their Lashon. And they say like this, listen.
The same thing as what?
Each other. They say, V'tzarni ala minhag eze anashim bimkomot elu shemeacharim amila ad karob lachatzi ayom. He says this minhag that people have to push off the mila until, you know, sometimes close to half to chatzot, he says, bothers me very much. V'zimnin ishtahe ad achar chatzot. Sometimes when they do that, it ends up being even later than chatzot. Achit kabtzu amzumanim, right? The main star of the Brit Milah, instead of it being the baby, becomes whom? It becomes all the Amujan and Chanoma and all these people, and then you make a... You make, Nafon? Yes. I say and.
Ande, Kale.
Yeah. Kale, Kale Pache?
Kale, Kale Pache.
Anyway, Bikitsur, so, Mikol Makom, what are you waiting for all the... What are you waiting for all these things? Ve'en lahem al ma sheyismochu kedei she'te'aseh ha'mitzvah berov am. The Sdechem, it says meforash, they have nothing to rely on to wait for more people to come. De'amuchach me'ashas, de'ad d'rezizin makdimin la'mitzvot, adif me'ayid berov am, ve'azariz harizim meshubbah. Ve'en be'emet, in Yabi'omer Pesach Halacha, he says, the text of Halacha, in Chilek Bet Siman Yudchit, in Yored De'ah. That's mishum kvodo shel mit. Part of the levaya is to be mechabed the mit. That's a different story. Over here, we're not trying to be mechabed the baby. No, we're not being mechabed the baby. What are we doing? That's disrespect. Respect would be to do God's mitzvot at the proper time. That's how you respect the rabbi. Huh?
Even in this community, it
was
done after 8, 9 o'clock.
In this community, it used to be so close to the night. Rabbi Chaim says stories of they would do it after Shkia sometimes. And,
that's what he's saying also. Part of the problem is when you push it off for evening, you're already straddling Shkia, and then you get into issues of 13 and a half minutes. It's a whole balagan. Now listen to this. Yeah. Not only that, the Or Zeruah, yeah? Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina, Mibaalei HaTosfot. He writes Meforash, he says something very interesting. He says, forget about this thing of Zrizin Makdimin Mitzvot, doing it as close to sunrise as possible. He says this Lashon. He says, he writes, B'Shem Rabbeinu Natan Ba'al Aruch L'Rashi, B'Shem Mor Yaakov Gaon Resh Metivta De Mataromi, De Mitzvah Min Amuchah Ule'akdim Milah Be'ashkama Mishum De Zrizin Makdimin Mitzvot. Yes, it's a mitzvah to do the Milah as early as possible in the day because of the mitzvah of Zrizin. Ve'en Nachon Le'achara B'Rosh Hashanah Ad Gmar HaTfilah, דרוב פעמים גמר התפילה ובסוף השעות, והמאחר מצוות מילה כל כך, נראה שמצוות מילה בזויה עליו. He says, on Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't wait until after Musaf, because usually by the time you're finished Musaf, it's on Rosh Hashanah, it's after the fifth hour of the day, and if you wait until the fifth hour of the day to do mila, you show disdain, you show disrespect to the mitzvah of mila. So the poskim learn out from here, that on any given day, the mitzvah of milah should preferably never be delayed after the fifth hour of the day, because that shows a bizayon for the mitzvah. Hey, Shah Hamishit is when? That's an hour before Chatzot. Not only Chatzot, an hour before. Yeah, Chatzot is the end of Shah Shishit. Over here we're talking about Shah Hamishit. It's a big deal. Therefore, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu writes, in Yabi Omer though, there is one case that you'd be able to delay after this time and even later. No, well, that's a different story. But he says, for instance, the Shulchan Aruch brings down B'Shem Rav Tzemach Gaon that a milah should preferably be done be'asara, with a minyan. Several reasons for it. One reason is because it's like now, the baby came out of jail, right? The baby was in jail for 9 months, yeah. And now he came out, and he has to make Birkat HaGomel. He has to give Shevach Ve'oda'at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can only give Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say Birkat HaGomel Bifnei Asara. That's one reason for the minhag. Another reason, the midrash.
For having a minyan for mila.
Now, he says, hey, chashev shah. It's not me'akev. If you did a brit mila without a minyan, it's fine. But preferably, wherever possible, you do with a minyan. Another reason is because any brit, any edut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever gave to Am Yisrael was always bifnei asara. Mitzvat mila is what? Edut, brit, and therefore it should be bifnei asara. Therefore, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu says, if you have a choice of doing it early in the morning. Not with a minyan mitzumtzam, not with a small minyan, but with no minyan. Versus doing it later in the day, even after the fifth hour, and even closer to shkiah, but with the minyan, says the Abi Alman Mayaseh, then you can legitimately wait to get the minyan. Usually, that's not the case.
Early with no minyan versus later with minyan, then there's room to be made to do the push-off.
Correct.
How about fast day?
So a fast day also, a fast day. So you have two options.
The woman drinking or...
So what? By a fast day, what you can really do is, you can do the milah in the morning, and then tell everybody, come back, Motzei Atzom, for the seudah.
Each time you have a
you could.
That's crazy.
You could.
It's the next day, though. What do you mean?
Yes, the Pitchei Tshuva brings down an Ilchot Milah that even it's not the best. It's best to have the Seudat Milah al Atar, right on the spot of the Milah. But even if you do it at a later date, especially if it's just the night after, it's still considered Seudat Mitzvah. So if you want to do that, you know. Mikol makom, many you could do that for a fast day, or for a fast day, what many people tend to do is do it closer to the end of the day, and then immediately they do mincha ve'arvit, and then right after arvit they break the fast. Over there, that's also onus. You know what are you supposed to do? So that's especially since motzei tzom. If you tell people, you know, come for the brit in the morning, come back for the seuda after the fast. Nobody's in the mood, and everybody's tired and hungry and headachy and whatever. No one's coming back. Yeah, so.
Regarding the baby coming out from the Zohar, so when he's born, that's the time should have people over there. Time the brit is 8 days later.
No, but over there, bishat simcha. Just like when does the mom make? She makes it right in the hospital. Birkat haGomim. No, she waits a little while. She makes it by the Zohar, by the brit. It's the same mech. It's the same. So Rabotai, Aole Ledina, Mikey, tell me the dinim po.
Do you think that means precedence over?
And therefore what?
Over row. So therefore,
smaller minyan in earlier in the morning versus you big minyan later on during the day.
With smaller minyan.
Yeah. What if people are going to be insulted?
Doesn't matter.
Sheikh Fitzuli. Yeah. Okay. By the way, you have to.
Yeah. But doesn't matter. Benachat.
Sometimes people tend to insult themselves. You know what I mean by that? I didn't do anything to insult them, but they kind of bring the insult upon themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They put themselves in a mindset that they now get insulted. Why are you insulted? Because I did my mitzvah. I did my mitzvah the way I'm supposed to, and you get insulted?
But you still have to go for Shashma there.
So they make, if it's a parent or a grandparent, you have to use chokhmah.
Somebody else, and he will be insulted.
The fifth
Shmaru. His father doesn't come with everything.
But it's a mitzvah. This is part of the mitzvah, as a reason.
You're going to go fight now? And then
I'm not saying fight. I'm asking you a question. My father's going to be insulted if I'm not mechallel Shabbat. He's going to be terribly insulted to the depths of his soul.
Shabbat is not negotiable. Here,
mitzvot are not negotiable. Mitzvot are not... Zrizin makdimin...
No.
Zrizin makdimin la mitzvot is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's not a preference. It's not. It's part of the mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah. And therefore what? There's no such thing. Again, a person would be completely within his rights to do the mitzvah, the bezrizin, with a minyan mitzumtzam, even if not waiting for, you know, the father himself, or especially people, the father, you know, the father's neighbor from Shiraz, he's traveling on a donkey from Shiraz No, because if he's from Shiraz, then he's probably going to come there on the 11th day. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's already going to be, it's going to be too late already. We spoke about that earlier, but the point is, if the father decides to be insulted, there's no transgression whatsoever. The guy did his mitzvah. Yeah, the guy you have to use your brains and not make world wars and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, people also have to be, you know, sometimes as important as shalom bayit and shalom mishpacha and all this stuff is, people also have to learn. What the mitzvah is and what's not.
Priorities.
You know, prayer. If the family would learn, you tell them, sit them down and say, listen, this is a once in a lifetime mitzvah. You know that? It's a once in a lifetime mitzvah. I want to do it right. I want to do the mitzvah with all of the dikdukim. When you buy netrog and lulav or you buy tefillin, you want to get it with all the chumrot and all the hidurim and all the dikdukim. All of a sudden, when it comes to mitzvah milah, which is shakul keneged kol ha mitzvot ba Torah, and it's chiyuv karet and whatever, all of a sudden we start. When was the last time you started making shalom bayit cheshbonot for your etzurim and your tefillin? When it comes to mitzvat milah, now, in a sense, mitzvah chashuva meod. I want to do it with all the pratim. I want to do it with all the details. I want to do it with all the hidurim, with all the beautifications of the mitzvah.
So you know what the assigning is sent up with Shomer Shabbat.
It's a problem. It's a problem. It's a very big issue.
For shalom bayit or otherwise, the father-in-law, mother-in-law.
Our patent in the
community. Yeah, shamati. You know what real shalom bayit would be? If the father's normal. Normal parents, what's a normal parent? A normal parent wants, just right off the bat, a normal parent wants what's best for his child and what makes his child happy. I'm not even talking about the grandchild, which means I as a father, I'm talking to you as a father. You know what makes me the happiest? What makes my children the happiest? Whatever they want, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Putting my, it's a little bit egotistical. People think that the whole thing, the parents, meaning the grandparents of the baby, think that the whole party revolves around them, their name, their party. Alo, tiraga. Zegaiven.
Yeah,
lokacha.
It
has nothing to do with Ben Torah. Even secular parents understand. The most important thing, yes, there's many definitions of what makes a good parent. But everybody knows that what makes a good parent? Making the children happy. You want the children to be happy. Yeah? Ritzono shel adam, zeu kvodo. The kid wants, even for a crazy reason, forget about the grandparent being secular, even for a crazy reason, your child doesn't want you to be sandak, just person shomer Torah mitzvot, whatever, even for a crazy reason, nonsense reason, it makes you happy, and bye. I love it. Akol b'seder. Even though be'emet you might feel a little zeh, you're not going to make a big deal. Why? Because at the end of the day, we live as parents for what?
My children.
Make your children happy. Ma she'oseh otem smechim, zeh.
I don't know if this is music.
But I'm trying to say mitchinat musa, mitchinat derech eretz, and then that's even if the avi habin and em habin did not have a legitimate reason, especially if they sat down the parents and explained to them, Abba Ima, I love you to pieces, I have a legitimate reason. You know, this sandekaut is so important. It's so important for the future, for the destiny of the child. It impacts his life. It's so important. And there are things that get imparted, whatever. It might be a better idea to give it, you know, if you explain it to them like that, they're not going to be mekabel. No, it might make a big deal. Well, sometimes, yeah, sometimes.
What about these patents that you've heard? Have you seen it inside anywhere?
I've seen it. It's obviously not optimal, but not every situation in life is optimal. You know what I'm saying? That's the story. Aval ma. That's what I'm saying. That's the difference between a selfish versus a selfless parent.
Yeah.
Selfish parent thinks about themselves. Selfless parent thinks first and foremost, even though you can't expect the parent not to have, I'm talking about the grandparents now, not to have their own feelings. Of course they have feelings. But a selfless parent and grandparent is what? First and foremost, my kids. Mas she'tov lahim. And we have, by the way, the younger generation, we have to ingrain that. We have to, everything we do, just make them happy. And it has to do with many, many different things. It's a chinuch thing par excellence, you have to understand. With regards to the yeshivas that you put, sometimes maybe the most academically challenging and the best in the best yeshiva. Not every best yeshiva in the world, I'm not talking about in terms of kedusha. I'm talking about scholarship and difficulty. Not every best yeshiva is mat'im to every kid. Why? You want to make your kid a Rosh Yeshiva or a rocket scientist? You want to make your kid happy? You want the kid to come out happy and healthy. You understand what I'm saying?
We're
not
talking.
Huh?
We're talking.
He wants to be a basketball player. And,
no, everything. Everything.
Within the realm of halacha and Torah.
In the realm of, you have to be balanced, obviously.
Not everyone has to be an avech or a rosh.
You know, obviously, what I'm trying to say is everybody wants their children to go. I'm giving yeshiva as an example. Yeah. I'm not talking about compromising with the kedusha of yeshiva. That's not negotiable, obviously. But there's different levels of different yeshivas. You know how many times I get this shela? Yeah? Even on personal levels. Sometimes you have, who doesn't want their child to go to the best yeshiva and with the most rigorous study and to come out geon hador? Everybody wants that. But sometimes the best yeshiva with the most rigorous study is not beneficial to every child. Maybe the child's not holding there, whatever. You want the kid to walk out, you want him to walk out a machine? Or you want him to walk out emotionally and spiritually healthy and happy and relaxed and content. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This community, some people don't want the kids to be too religious.
Yeah, that's another. I'm talking about just doing what's good and healthy and makes the kid happy. It's important for kids, as important as it is to make sure the child is from and has good ashkafot, which are of supreme importance. Sometimes parents don't realize that what's equally as important is making sure that they're happy. Happy doesn't necessarily mean buying them every new iPhone that comes out every 2 weeks. Happy means real wholesome happiness.
Or share.
Yes, I'm saying. That's Michael. Has gehört? Yeah.
100%.
Lo kacha?
100%.
So you have to be happy. Happy and healthy kids.
We were actually having the schooling conversation yesterday, because even sometimes for all your kids, different school, you might want to pick different schools for all of them.
You know how many people, you know how many families I know? Yeah, as convenient it is to put all, you know, all 12 of your kids on the same bus, ship them off to the same, you know, yeshiva or Beis Yaakov. Sometimes it doesn't work out like that. Sometimes one kid needs more, one yeshiva, and another kid needs another yeshiva, more special attention, more academically inclined. Every child is olam mulo'o. Every child is his own world, and you have to. Lo stam, Shlomo HaMelech didn't say chanuch lana'ar al pi derech hamishpacha. No, katuv chanuch lana'ar al pi derko. Every child is individual way. Most important. And you know what? What makes one child happy? Well, you know, I did this to the other child and he was happy with it. No, you got to make a child happy in his way. Happy, content, zizi. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to pause here and do some parasha.
Yeah.
No, I apologize. I have to leave a little early.